almost anything that you want me to, but I can't go for that. No, no can do. I can't go for that. No can do. I can't go for that. No. No can do. I can't go for that. Can't go for that. Can't go for that. Can't go for that.
Hey. Well done. That was lovely.
All right. Welcome All right. back to Enjoy the Podcast. It has been so long since we have been able to do this.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving came in.
Baby came in.
A baby came in.
Yeah. Wait,
came out.
Who had a baby?
We did.
You guys had a baby?
We had a baby.
Holy crap. You were pregnant?
You wouldn't be able to tell, but yes.
Hey.
Yes, Dang. We got a kid. Dang,
so
back.
If you guys can't tell, we have a very, very special guest. Mm-hmm. My wife, my love, yes. my dear, my lover and friend.
Yeah.
But give him the official title.
Yep.
EP.
Oh, EP. I was like, wait, am I supposed to say queen? Or supposed to say, what am I supposed to say here?
My
am
star,
I getting set up right
my
now?
My sun, my light, my moon.
The stars, the shine. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. But we're so happy that you're here.
Thank yes. you.
You know,
thrilled.
Whenever they see Ecstatic. Shan here, just a full disclaimer, that means we're in trouble. So
you guys are in trouble.
No, you're in trouble too.
I'm not in trouble.
You're in the most trouble. You're in the highest level.
You're gonna learn
of
today,
trouble.
Dog. You're gonna learn today.
Grab your glass.
Depends
grab
on what
your
you
glass,
define.
Though.
As
JD
trouble.
Got a toast to do.
It's actually it. My glass. Oh, I thought you were telling. Okay, gotcha. So I thought you were telling JD. My bad.
Whenever this airs, the people may not know, but it's good to be back.
It is.
It's good to see you guys. Missed you guys. Yep. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I'm extremely grateful for each and every one of you. I realize that more. You know, the distance makes the heart grow fonder. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
distance
hey,
makes the heart
hey,
grow fonder.
Let them know.
There it is.
JD's gym.
So, even wanting more. But yeah, cheers to us, man. As simple as that. Cheers yes. to us, Shan. Yes. Thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me. We're not doing the 2020. Thing. We're getting our own show
oh,
anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
Though. We have
yeah.
our show.
We moved on?
No, we no, no. We have our Thank
no,
you for
we
that.
We didn't
have our own show.
Thank you for that. No, yeah. no. We will get our own show. But the only thing I can really think about right now before we get rolling. Mm-hmm. Is Los's shoes. Can you can we get a preview? Now look. Now you may think I'm gonna clown you. I'm not.
Yeah.
I've been wearing Crocs since 08.
Oh really?
So listen,
I've been avoiding it, but
the most comfortable
really
shoe
are.
On earth. I Don't knock it until
they,
you try it.
Well, so I had tried a friend's pairs on
That's what
a friend's pair on years ago and I was like, oh, these are way too comfortable. I don't want these. Mm. I don't want these in my life.
I thought the whole point was to not have to wear socks.
Well, here's the thing.
I wear socks with my Crocs.
I have the Crocs with the fur.
Oh, whoa. That's some real Alabama shit.
So, Realtree Crocs with the fur, Realtree camo. But so if I don't wear socks, these will be the stinkiest
oh,
things. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll
yeah,
be terrible.
Yeah.
So, no, you know, yeah. wear socks, be somewhat hygienic.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you, though.
And side note, I've always noticed this. Your socks are always extremely white.
Well, I use bleach.
Okay.
That's actually a very hard thing to
it's
accomplish.
It's a very hard thing to accomplish.
Well, if you're going to show your socks, they better be white. You don't want to
no,
like, walk around
No, the bottoms of your socks.
Oh, bleach.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what this is a good segue to say is that before this podcast, I literally never listened to any podcasts.
Yeah.
And the conversation that just happened is exactly why.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I just envisioned it being like that. Like, oh, what kind of bleach you use, bro? Like, I don't fucking care.
Clorox, actually.
Speaking of Crocs.
So when Jay was going to do this podcast, I was like, okay, that's cool, whatever, whatever. But then I actually listened to an episode and I was like, I want to get in on this. Like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is something really exciting, really cool. So cheers to you guys. I listen to every single episode.
Oh, thank you.
I think
thank
it's really
you.
Unique perspectives. I love each of the different lanes that you guys all swim in that you take up. And the camaraderie is beautiful. And so, yes, thank you for having me on here. And I'm just so excited to champ what you guys are doing.
Yes.
And now
yes.
that she's giving us a compliment, she's going to beat us
you know
down.
What,
that's later.
Yeah.
That's later.
I got some beef
oh, okay.
to start out with, but I do want to say, you know
uh-oh.
What? We'll start with the beef.
Okay.
Let's
start out
all
with
right.
the beef.
Spicy.
All right.
Grab your teeth. Right.
How dare you guys allow Afion to
uh-oh.
Come on this podcast
uh-oh.
And say
shit.
People who study sex never have
oh,
sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
none
yeah.
of you said
yeah.
anything.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
Jay,
so excited.
You didn't
so,
say nothing.
I was so baffled.
I had a little state of shock.
And then he said, you can't study sex. It's too subjective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so baffled. That's why I just responded with, that is so naive.
I don't think you even said that. I think some of you have even agreed with
him. I don't even remember that.
I think
moment.
Some people agreed with him and were like, yo, it was true.
No,
it's different
you
for
guys
every person.
You guys agreed.
I didn't agree with that.
I was the only one fighting against it. I will say that.
I'll be honest. When I heard that in the moment, I'm sure I didn't think of you at all, obviously. But when you think of people who study sex, like if you're just like, oh, that guy studies sex or whatever, you don't think of a glamorous, with it, attractive,
intelligent woman. Okay, don't try to flirt with me to try to make up for your faux pas.
Yourself.
It's not working.
You think of like you know what I mean?
I did.
On top of that, let me go at you a little bit more. Okay.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Get him.
Because when we were having the debate about arousal,
yeah,
and then Los is like, "Where's your facts? Like, where are you getting this information from?"
Yeah,
and you were like, "Many places."
Yeah, many places.
Your wife.
Because at the end of the day, I was just so frustrated that they were fighting me on it so heavily.
Yeah.
That it was bizarre to me that I was like, do I even have to give you these?
Yes, you do.
And
you
have to credit
your sources.
No, here's the thing. I did. I read off facts to you guys in the foreplay episode, and you guys still did not.
But you didn't.
And I told you where they were.
Time out.
No,
did
I told
say
you
where they came from.
Listen, yes, I did. The episode just aired last week.
Yeah, but
it was like
places that I've never heard of.
Okay. He cited a book.
I cited a book as well.
Anybody can write a book.
You keep saying you guys. Wow. But see, hey, I got your
back.
Doesn't
mean it's going to be a good book.
I got your back.
Unlike your great book.
I was going to say, yeah, come on.
Your book's fantastic.
You see what I have to deal with?
What? Any asshole can write a book. Look, I mean, you know.
Okay, so
I could write a book.
I brought a textbook for you.
Uh-oh.
I told you I would do this. I told you I would bring out a textbook and give you a diagram of the various different stages of excitation that go into arousal and why.
Who is this textbook written by?
Okay, it's written by doctors.
What?
You just did what I did. You just
okay. I don't memorize. Who does that? Okay, there you go. It's by
many places.
Janet Shibley Hyde and John D. Delamater.
Who published it?
This is
McGraw Hill.
You're bothering
they're
me,
they're
okay?
a reputable publisher.
Okay, thank
I just
you.
Had to make sure.
This is
you know,
a Scholastic textbook.
Had to make sure this isn't like some Wikipedia articles that you've downloaded and printed
okay.
out.
So this is a diagram of the penis and the different things that have to happen in order for someone to become fully aroused.
Wow.
Including the doubling in size of the Cowper's gland,
yeah.
of your prostate,
yeah. right.
including the descendants of the testicles.
Okay.
These things can take time. The color has to change as well, too.
Right. Mm.
And then the next page, it
color
shows
changes.
You.
Color changes. I didn't know that.
Yes, the color deepens.
Oh.
Hmm.
Color change.
As you will see, the color
Flip-flop
deepens.
Paint.
There you go.
Yeah. And also, too, I would like to say, too, like, there's even further than that, there's a mental arousal that has to go in play as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it is physical signs.
But that's part of the foreplay, no?
Maybe.
Yes.
But for some people, maybe they're just sociopaths and they don't have a
no,
mental collection.
No, everybody can get erect in a minute. And so people with vulvas can get horny in a short amount of time. It's kind of the equivalent of running a race and warming up versus not warming up.
Mm. Got it.
Some people don't warm up and they can still perform well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're more likely to perform the way that you want to when you warm up.
Mm.
You're more likely to have more control over your body because your body has time to get ready for that sure. level of performance.
Right.
Yeah.
So it isn't to say it's not possible. It's just not
it's ideal.
Optimal.
Gotcha.
There you go.
I'm with that. I don't disagree with that.
You disagreed for
no,
weeks.
I disagreed that you needed that time to get aroused. My whole thing was I can be aroused instantly.
But you're not. There's different. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, there's different levels of saying that you're aroused. Like, you can be ready for a math test instantly.
Yeah.
But through studying, you could be fully prepared to do the best possible job.
That is
that's
fair.
What he was saying. Mm. He wasn't saying that your dick's not going to work.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's what it felt like.
Well, I know. I know it did.
I listened to every episode.
Here's the thing.
It felt
all
like he was
I
saying
said,
that you needed 20
no,
minutes to get yourself
all
ready.
All I said, and all I said was that it takes an average. An average is not like Los. I wasn't like Los. It takes you a half
that.
Hour to
no,
get
I
ready.
Get that. It still sounded like a lot of time to me. It just sounds like a lot of time.
Yes, yes. And I understand.
That's why.
Here's the thing. I will say society.
When I think about it, I'm sorry, I'm talking over
okay,
you.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You finish.
Okay.
Society.
I will admit that society has put a pressure on the dick to perform right now.
Get that thing up.
Pressure it has
dick.
Put a pressure on it, and we're always measured by our dick.
Pun intended?
Pun intended.
Pun intended.
And so
you don't want to come up short.
I understand. And I understand that like the knee-jerk reaction to having to say that you need an hour, 30 minutes to get ready.
Right.
I understand the knee-jerk reaction is to defend that by being like, I take 30 seconds.
I'm hard right now.
Yeah.
She can walk
in the room and boom.
But that's true.
That's what Afion said.
You can do
that.
That is possible. Yes. I'm just saying, like,
but you can get a wreck for a number of different reasons,
right? But to your point, when I actually think about it, yeah, and like think about, you know, my sexual activity, it's not the norm that I'm just like, oh, 10 seconds in, here we go, I'm ready, yeah, and we're doing it. You are correct. The build up is better, and it makes, yeah, things better. And so I have to, you know, I have
even
to agree
when
with
you're
you
watching porn and self pleasuring. Yeah. Do you watch a little bit first before you engage, or you just dive right in?
Kind of, but not really. I guess I do, but it's more so because I'm picking out, like, so,
yeah,
you know, like you gotta, like, like when I'm picking porns, like, I'm not just like, all right, first one I see, like, I'll kind of like go through the thumbnails and, like, yeah, you know, you hit the thumbnail so you get the little preview thing and be like, okay, no, not that one, keep going, okay, not that one. So I guess that's kind of like the build up right there, maybe.
Yeah,
but that's when, like, you the, choose one that you like, mm-hmm, you just start right away, you don't just watch a little bit
oh
first.
I'm already ready at that point.
Yeah, I'm already ready to go.
If I'm picking porn videos, I'm not like, it's ready to go.
Yeah. I think you should challenge yourself to think about it next time. Because I know you didn't think about your after sex routine until recently, and you realized, yeah, you did have one. Yep. I'm an avid listener, you guys, just so you,
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I,
yeah,
nothing goes,
yeah,
past me. But I feel like you watch, even when trouble, you pick a porn, you're going to, yeah, watch it for a second because you don't want to blow your load too quickly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all right, so for me, I don't want to dwell in the porn world. Like, I'm trying to get in and get out. So
it's
for
absurd,
me, the
it's
quick,
a purpose.
Yeah, it's very functional for me. So it's actually, for me, it's ideal the quicker I can get it over with. Like, I don't watch porn, like, long form, like, trying to enjoy the porn. I'm just like, all right,
acting,
let's get this going. Like, get, yeah, yesterday out of me. That's all.
But don't you find that quick orgasms aren't as fun?
I don't like quick orgasms.
No.
I like to edge.
I mean, in actual sex, yes, I'd rather, yeah, edge. But, yeah, with for me, I don't. Masturbation for me is not so much. It's just very. It's utilitarian. It's just to get, you know, get the edge out. It,
yeah.
It's not really because I'm like trying to please myself.
You're not
in
trying
that,
to get the best orgasm possible.
Yeah, exactly.
You
exactly.
Don't want bang for your buck.
Exactly. It's McDonald's. Let's get the, like, I'm got a little horniness. Let's get it out so I can get,
yeah,
my day going. That's all that is.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people who watch it. They like they sit down and, you
oh,
know,
yeah,
light a candle and get into it.
Masturbation is a form of self-care.
Right.
So it's like how you want to treat yourself is how, yeah, you treat the experience.
It's like a Flintstone vitamin for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, yeah. How many more metaphors for how much you don't, yeah, really value masturbation can you come up with?
You know what? I think of it as, no.
Well, that's tight. That's tight. So today we are speaking about building a family.
Perfect.
We have a family.
We have a family now.
You have a family.
I have a family.
You have a family. You have a couple families.
I have a lot of family.
You have a few families.
Yes.
And I always like look at family like, you know, it is something that you have to build. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you have blood, but that doesn't all the way make you family sometimes. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of issues with certain family members that I have. I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Los does. I'm sure you yep, got a pretty good family though.
I guess, you know.
You're pretty tight.
I got tips, not issues.
Yeah. you got a nice little thing. But anyways, I feel like we're building a family here.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always considered those family
for a long
time.
That's the Godfather.
You're so salty about that. It is so.
He's been here 5 minutes and he thinks he rates Godfather status.
It's Godfather.
It's insane.
It's no longer Lovely Lowe's. It's Godfather Lowe's.
But I was trying to get to the point of saying that I feel like, you know,
today we're talking about
you and you're becoming family to us. I told,
yeah,
you that the other day when,
yeah,
you sit,
yeah,
when you hit me up from Thanksgiving. And first off, I just want to ask this question to everybody in the group.
Mm-hmm.
What comes to mind the first time when you hear the word family?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yep. Mm.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because there was a time when it was just me and her. So,
oh, wow,
that's the one consistent thing that I've always had. As far as immediate family, of course, mm, you know, like my grandma, my aunts and uncles and stuff. But that's the one immediate family member who's always been in my life from like day one. So,
yeah. What about? it's heavy.
Yeah. First word that comes to my mind when I hear the word family, unfortunately, is dysfunctional.
Mine,
ooh,
too.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So dysfunctional is my short answer, but I can separate the family you were born into and the family you choose.
Mm.
The family I have chosen, friends, mainly, it's a totally different meaning.
Mm.
So that definition to me of, you know, the word family is an unbreakable bond.
Mm.
right? The family I chose. The family I was born into is dysfunctional as hell.
So when you immediately hear the word family, mm-hmm. that's where your mind goes?
Dysfunctional.
Yeah?
Chaos.
Mine does too.
Even today?
No, the family that you and I have built
right.
is
you
love.
Chose, which you chose.
Yeah, yeah. It's love, but we picked each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But when I think of family, like my childhood and growing up, like for one, my parents didn't stay together. So there was a separation there. You know what I mean? Handling step-parents, step-parent drama, yeah. you know, different situations like that. I got family members who are, you know, going through things all the time. Mm-hmm. You go to certain family functions, there's always a fight. There's mm-hmm. always something. Mm-hmm. Got that one uncle who's just wild. You always. Met him.
Yes.
You know, he's a little different. So that I come when I think of family, I think of obviously love comes to mind. But yeah. right next to love is dysfunction.
Yeah.
Right there, right next to it. And then even on my dad's side of my family, I don't even know that side. I've never met him.
Yeah.
You know, never met him. A lot of people don't know, but I'm also part white. Mm-hmm. Never met him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have mm-hmm. my native side, which is broken up in a bunch of different little pieces. Mm-hmm. And so there's just a thick through line of trauma mm-hmm. and drama.
Triggers
yeah. with my family.
Same.
Mm-hmm. So that was like something very worrisome mm-hmm. when you and I got married. And I don't know if I ever really told you this, but I didn't want to have children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a new thing that came about mm-hmm. As I got older, because I didn't want to bring her into a world, if I had a choice, that was as dysfunctional as I grew up in.
You know what's funny is because I grew up like in the same similar dynamic.
Yeah.
And I had the opposite want for children.
Mm.
I wanted children to break the curse.
Interesting.
To change the dynamic.
Yeah.
I wanted to be the one to do that.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to let my family trauma, triggers, bad patterns dictate me not wanting to have kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, the hell with that. Yeah. That's what I was. Those are the cards I was dealt with, but yeah. that's not what I'm playing with.
Yeah.
So
that's
beautiful. Changed up my yeah. cards and yeah. But to your point, like yeah. I had the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I was like, I wasn't fearful to have kids. I was yeah. motivated.
Interesting.
To have kids.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and for me, the biggest thing was, like, I had so much empathy for my parents because I know how hard it was. And I know that they didn't know that they were being dysfunctional when there was dysfunction.
Sure.
I always had that in the back of my mind of, like, if I bring in a daughter, I may think I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm.
But I might pass on baggage that I have gotten from my parents.
Right.
The thing that switched my mind, though, mm-hmm. was when I was getting to know your family.
Mm.
And although you guys have your issues and you guys have your things, there was one through line, like I was saying, the dysfunction was in mind. The through line in your guys' family was like togetherness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you guys like do everything together. You guys talk about your problems. You guys, you know, go through it. I mean, that's a new leaf that you guys turned. But there was mm-hmm. something about you guys that seemed so healthy
mm-hmm.
that it switched my brain to know, like, if I'm going to have a kid with anybody, it's going to be with you. Because I know that you're going to be able to rub off any baggage that I'm going to bring to Ryu, you know? So what comes to mind when you think of family?
You know what's fascinating is I'm listening to this conversation being like, okay, this is why people fuck with podcasts. You know, the whole conversation with the socks.
You're back
now. And I'm back into it. I get it.
She's back.
Because when you're listening, you're starting to have thoughts and be like, oh, that's why I did it. And yeah. there's this picture I was telling Jay about where, you know, when you go to like a convenience store and they have pictures of people laughing on the side, like the ice cream thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's someone sitting beside that, like acting like they're part of the conversation.
Yeah.
That's what a podcast is. It's like yeah. pretending that you're there.
Yeah.
And so while I'm listening to this, I'm having this aha moment of, for me, family is people who hold you up, never back.
Yeah.
And my family is the king, queen, emperor of cutting family members off.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Mine too.
Like, we have gone through phases like, oh, we're not fucking with that aunt.
Yeah.
For, you know, between 99 and 2003, we don't talk to grandma.
Yeah.
Like, we're very much like that. If people are holding you back or holding you down or bringing pain in any way, they get discarded.
Yeah.
So family always is something very positive. It's because my family is constantly reevaluating.
Yeah, keeping the good ones around.
Yes. Who gets the privilege of being getting that term? Because it's a privilege,
mm-hmm.
right? Because family are the people that you look out for when mm-hmm. everything else is mm-hmm. in shit, up to shambles. I think 2020 mm-hmm. is the year that family has meant more than ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you've had to spend so much time with the same amount of people over and over again. You have to really evaluate, are they bringing joy to my life? And are we able to enrich each other? So I feel like, yeah, family is an evolving concept, but the principles of it are really, really strong to me, but only, I think, because it's like a constant auditioning process.
Yeah. Mm. There's a weeding out that's happening.
Yeah. Mm. No, because literally I'm sitting here and being like, yeah, because if we had an uncle who was nuts, but like, he's not invited.
Yeah, he can't come
over. Yeah, 2005 to 2013, he wasn't allowed to come over to certain events, or he wasn't allowed to come through like that.
See, there were so many fucked up uncles that we couldn't just do that. So we had no family. We had a crowd
there
around.
There would be nobody there if you couldn't invite them.
Oh, can I side note off of that and ask, what is that thing for you guys?
What thing?
You'll do anything, but I can't go for that.
Oh. In what setting?
A romantic setting.
Oh.
I wonder if there's anything I won't do.
Butt stuff. Yeah. I can't go for that.
Really?
Not my butt.
No butt stuff?
Not my butt.
Oh yeah, hell no.
I think
I can't go
what?
For that.
No.
What?
That's your I can't go for that?
That's
butt
mean,
stuff?
That's one of
what
that's
year
easy.
Is this?
Not my butt. I don't want my butt played with.
What?
Not mine. No.
What do you mean?
I don't mind a little. Yeah. I don't mind a little touch here, touch there.
No, no, I'm just saying, like,
I don't mind
that's just the one that jumped in my head. Like, I mean, there's like some romantic thing that
it's
I can't
it's the year
go,
of the prostate.
I don't mind a little,
not
a little
my prostate.
With
not
the
mine.
Area. I'm not mad. You can mess with the area. You can mess with the area, babe.
I know. You're fun.
Okay.
Well, y'all have fun.
You do that.
Jared's a whale of a time.
You're missing out of a whole level of experiencing.
Do you know what the anatomical twin to the prostate is? It's the G region.
Okay.
So imagine that, like, it's basically like only doing clit stuff and then never doing anything penetrative to like combine the two to make the orgasm better.
Sure.
So it's not like it's like a optional thing. It's a really big part of it.
You know what you gotta start? You can start with? This is what you can start with.
What can I start with, Jared?
When you're about to orgasm,
okay,
tell your girl to either like press on the soles of your feet or like press in the middle of your palm.
Okay. I could do that.
I can go for that.
You can go
that's
for that.
That's a whole other
area. No, it's just
that.
an inching in.
That's not even close
we're not
to inching.
We're not inching
in.
No way.
It's
we're
inching
not,
in. It's
we're
sensation.
Never going in.
No, it's how sensation works.
It's how the marathon starts,
yeah, it's
okay?
It's how sensation works.
He's
you're like,
saying, way back there.
That
start,
can
start
work.
By pressing your palm, and then next thing you know, you'll be
pressing.
What he is saying, though, is that you're getting the idea of what additional sensation can do for your orgasm.
Sure, sure.
And then you're like, okay, if that's how that feels, an actual erogenous zone.
It feels like that on my palm. What'll it feel like in my asshole?
How long do you think you're gonna? How long do you want to be married to Shay?
How long do I want to be married?
How long will you be married to your wife?
Yeah, I'm setting up something here. How long? Forever.
Forever.
That's a long time.
And
eventually you're gonna want your butthole.
I know. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, eventually you're gonna try to switch things up.
Not in that department.
She's gonna want to switch things up. She's gonna want to give you a new experience, a new feeling.
I'm not asking you to get pegged, bro.
Oh, she can give you a new experience.
I'm not having that area penetrated.
No, but you don't have to have it penetrated. I'm not even telling you to get pegged. Just played with.
He's not telling you to get
pegged. What about a finger?
A what?
A finger.
No, nothing's going in. That's what I'm saying. Nothing's entering that part.
What about a rim job?
Nothing is
a rim job.
Not even a tongue.
Just the outside.
I've had my butt licked before. I wasn't.
You went into it. Nah, was it your mind being like, this might be gay?
No, it was just a weird feeling.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel very
weird. Ends up starting to feel good.
Maybe if I continued, but it was one time
and
I was like,
go, relax.
You gotta let yourself go.
I thought I was pretty relaxed.
A lot of people don't like penetration the first time. You got to just keep working at it until you find the angles and you find the penis or the peg.
And I'll be honest too, part of it, I think what turned me off with that is I was just thinking like,
I shit out of this.
Yeah, I was like, my ass is like, I mean, I'm not filthy, but I'm just like, a man's ass is
it's not
no place for a lady. there's a lot of things we could do, like, but I don't think that's where you should be.
Just stick with the feet.
Stick with the bottom of the feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tell her to do reverse cowgirl on you. Mm-hmm. And then just grab the soles of your feet.
I've had the soles of my feet grabbed during 69, and that was actually
it was
like,
nice, right?
That's different. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Mm-hmm. So
imagine that foot was your butt.
There is something that's a mental block.
Yeah.
Whenever I do get my butt played with, there is a mental block that's like, you shouldn't be there. You should probably go somewhere else.
Just, you know, like yeah, her butt's fine.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a great place.
It's pretty. It's nice.
Nice. It's, you know, it's groomed.
You should probably not go there.
Yeah, but yeah.
But I think to your point too, for your wife, is that like now that she knows it's a level of intimacy that you haven't gone with anybody.
Yeah,
it would be.
Oh, now she's
yeah.
really gonna.
So now she's really gonna want to do
now
that.
She's like,
yeah.
I want that.
Well, we'll have her on to follow up. But what were you saying about family?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's switch back to family.
But no, but I think that's crazy that your I can't go for that is that.
Yeah.
Because my mind went to like a threesome with my mom. You know what I mean? Like something extreme. Oh,
that's
kind of
crazy.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's an easy one.
Well, now that you put it in that context, I got a whole list of things that I can't go for.
I know where York can't go for. You're not going to try Shan's breast milk.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Nope. No.
That's not.
Los, could you go for that?
I'm down to take the challenge.
That's the perfect glass as well, too.
It is.
Yeah,
I'm not
when
using
you're
this
finished
one.
With that, no, I'll fill you back
one.
Up.
There's a
I'll
different
fill
one
you back
we can
up.
Use for that. Okay. I don't want to mix flavors
here. You don't want to get the whiskey
keep
going.
This clean.
What's your I can't go for that?
I can't go for... I don't really know.
That's my husband right
yeah,
there.
I don't really know. I would consider a lot of things.
Hmm. Yeah. What's with you people in the feet?
You don't like feet, bro?
I do, but you two in the feet over here. Start with the feet.
You
start
like
with
feet,
the feet.
Bro?
Well, foot fetish is the number one fetish. And so if you're going to have an entry point into the world of kink, start with the feet.
It is.
Start with the feet.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. A lot of tools, a lot of dressings for you.
Yeah.
But so family.
Family.
On that note.
All right.
Good transition.
Here we are.
Show the crash landing.
There it is.
But
you know what I wanted to talk about with family in regards to
springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To this podcast and why this feels like a dream come true, I think, for both of us is because when we first got together, do you remember like our conversations about JK News?
Yeah.
And so JK News is actually a friends of ours. They were at the baby shower. And what they did, which we were like so envious of, is they created this business that was like a core of a family. Mm-hmm. And then they taught their friends skills mm-hmm. to become a part of the business. Then those friends learned the business inside and out. Then they invited other friends to learn the mm-hmm. business. Mm-hmm. And then now they have basically a squadron of, let's say, 6 to 10 families or so who are all... if not millionaires, you know, 100,000-aires who have all been able to create something mm-hmm. for themselves because, you know, each one taught one. And once you learn the system, they apply it to their own business and their own thing, and it just kept growing. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, yo, we would love... We tried to do it with Jared's brothers.
Didn't work.
Didn't work out. My whole family lives in Canada, mm-hmm. so we couldn't have anybody in that regard. And so we kept hiring random people. And so we're like, fuck, we really want to create a tribe with what we know and offer that to people that we love and care about mm-hmm. so they can also create wealth and they can keep expanding outwards.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is our first attempt at really trying that.
Yeah.
See, if all network marketing pyramids were like this, sign me up. Because yeah. what you just explained was a network marketing
yeah.
pyramid scheme. But it's not.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's
but
a
literally,
pyramid
the
scheme.
Difference
sign me
being
up.
Is that we actually create something tangible. Like
yeah.
something that
yeah.
can actually,
yeah.
it's an actual thing.
And
whereas,
I don't have to give you my social. I don't have to put down 10 grand.
No.
You know
what I'm saying?
But you can if you'd like to.
Yeah.
We will take the 10 grand in the social.
No, but that was what, you know, when I saw the way that we moved and then you have your own podcast, right? And then I know me and Los have talked about him starting a podcast.
Yeah.
And so
sounds like a spinoff.
You know, those type of things is like if we can make this show so successful,
yeah,
it spins off into other places and it's just all in the same family. Right.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
And so that's just something that you and I have always dreamed of. Mm-hmm. And we saw that JK News had just created this conglomerate mm-hmm. that was just constantly building.
Yeah,
over and over and over again
yeah.
and they all have their own vlogs. They mm-hmm. all have their own podcasts.
Their own businesses
their
now.
Their own businesses. One owns a gym. One, you know,
and so matcha shop.
The platform of all those eyes watching them has spun off into everybody being able to do well for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's just something that I kind of envisioned for this podcast, you know, unknowing that this would be it, you know. Yeah. But I just, you know, as we've grown and starting to get to know each other, I'm like, this would be so awesome if we could build this platform so big that like anything that you guys wanted to do, anything that we wanted to do was an easy transition. Step to the left, right?
Yeah.
When the word family was brought up, both of you guys said dysfunctional. You said mom, which some might argue is dysfunctional. It's not. I'm joking. Nah, but
some mothers are.
It's a mama's boy. It's all good. We all have our things. But I feel like how do you avoid, because what you guys are trying to do is really hard.
Yes.
I was actually listening to that podcast that you like a lot. Esther Perel was on it. What's that dude's name?
Oh, Jay Shetty.
No, not
Jay Shetty. Lewis the
House?
White guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he started out in a business partnership, which dissolved like all business partnerships do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because one person was doing all the work. The other person got resentful. They got like really petty back and forth. Ended up having to sell the whole business. Now it's no more. Mm-hmm. So in order for this not to be dysfunctional, like what's your guys' plan?
Us? I mean, I would say for right now, what we've done, I think that we've done a good job of is we're always very open and very honest about things between us.
Yeah.
And we do, if as soon as somebody feels some type of way about something, we bring it to the table. We don't let things fester and, you know, grow into something that, you know, becomes uncontrollable or like insurmountable in the way that, you know, it's too big a problem to actually fix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think also too, you know, just to piggyback on that is I think a lot of the skills that I have, I think you guys are trying to learn. I know like JD took like editing on very heavily. You know, Los is always out here when I'm setting up, learning how to set up so that it's not always falling on me per se. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think if that type of mentality continues through on as big as if we can continue to get bigger, I think that will eliminate a lot of the issues of those people being like, I'm doing all the work. Yeah. I deserve more of this. I deserve more of that. And so I think as long as we're all aware that like one person is doing something that,
I think that is one thing that, that we've done that has helped make things easier is that we are aware that you do the lion's share of the work.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I think we both, we both appreciate it, but it keeps us, it kind of checks us at the door, so to speak, because like we know how much that you do. So because of that, like, I don't know, I'm losing my point here, but you know what I'm saying? Like we know how much that you put into it.
Yeah,
so we don't come to it like, oh, well, Jared's not, you know, I don't really know what I'm trying to say, but I'm trying to say something. Yeah, help me out.
We never take it for granted.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like it, as it is, you open up your home to our show. You did that in the other spot. Now it's here. This is all of your equipment. We're sitting on your chairs. You know what I'm saying? Now
on your deck.
And now we're going off of your timeline because of baby girl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, we don't want to be an inconvenience, and we definitely, I don't know, I'm sure I can speak on behalf of you, Los, but correct me if I'm wrong, we don't want to be any type of hindrance as to why this doesn't work.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't want to be the weak link.
Yeah.
So knowing all of that, and on that note, knowing that, and you brought this up a lot, like, it doesn't do this show any good if you keep going with your oral God shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, fuck with you. But on a serious note, it doesn't make any of us look good if one of us completely outshines the other.
Yeah.
And now the other the other two are sitting there like, cool.
Hey, you know
what I'm saying? Yeah, so the only way this is going to be a success, as it already is if not only do we feed off of each other, but as long as we continue to build each other and bring each other up. You know what I mean? Like, we had this conversation one of the last times we were here, and it was just like, Los, like, don't think that you can't fit into an episode where we talk about wives or babies or whatever. Like, it doesn't do us any good if it's just me and Jay talking.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And if it's sex, it doesn't make, if I'm sitting here silent, it doesn't help the show. So the fact that we're all on the same page, which is very strange because we are all cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to, like, in July, Jay, when I had you on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you even think we would be here doing this?
No, not at all. Especially the topics that we tackle sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, my show's night and day.
Yeah.
Like, I would never touch on like
But I can see why you would. You couldn't even say it.
Thank you. You could never touch on a, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like the day that he did your podcast, Jay came home and he was like, he has it together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I can see how this would make sense, because what attracted Jared to you was your work ethic and your kindness and your willingness to share in the skills that you had, you know, kind of speaking to that. Yeah. So I feel like it made perfect sense for that reason.
Yeah. And I think too, to tie it all together between this show and family, like Shannon and I, we were talking before when you guys were setting up. There's something about you guys that is so like contagious. You know, there's a love, there's a level of success, there's a level of willingness to share, which is super rare at the level of success that you guys are at, right? A lot of people are just like selfish, like, this is mine, you can't have it. You know how long it took me to get this? Just want to come up? You know what I'm saying? So for you guys to open up not only your doors, but your minds. You know, when I was like, I want to learn how to edit, Jay, what's good? And you were like, bro, come on over, you can watch me edit. I'm like, you want me to pay you or what's up? you got an hourly rate? It was strange for me to have nice people be nice and there's no catch. Right? So I think the family that you guys have and that you embody, right, is contagious. You know, it is something that everyone want to be a part of. I feel honored and privileged every time I'm in this house. I don't take it for granted. No, Lo, you're the godfather, so you take it.
This guy's so salty about this godfather thing.
No, I mean, again, 5 minutes the guy's been here, and he's like.
But I think I want us to say too, like, we don't do it because we're nice.
Yeah,
we do it because we see potential.
We see
I look at you.
Point.
I see a dollar sign sitting there drinking some wine right now, and I was like, how do I get in on that?
No, I mean, but that's that, and we've actually talked about this before. That very same thing, and that part of the thing that keeps me and Jared together is we see part of the thing that keeps us working together.
Will you guys hold hands while you say that? Yeah.
Part of what keeps us working together is that
help the camera see, please.
We see the potential in each other, and we've always recognized that. This is weird now. We've always pressed his palm right there, Jay.
Yeah.
Pressing my palm.
Press on his palm.
See, your love language is nuts.
Yanni does that. Real quick side note, Yanni, when he shakes your hand, he'll like finger your palm. It's so uncomfortable. But anyway,
Yanni's a strange guy.
Isn't that like some type of guy?
I was just talking about him today too.
Yeah, Yanni does that to
people. Yeah, he cracks me up.
Like, ah, get out of here. So now you got to beat him to it, and then he gets freaked out. But no, we've always seen the potential in each other, and I think that's what, you know, keeps our working relationship fresh.
Yeah,
because we both believe in each other to the level that we do, and then. I mean, that just spills over into the podcast, and I'm sure Shan sees that between us, and that, you know, spills over into the relationship that I have with her as well. And even just everything that we've said just now, I think it's kind of funny because it literally is what you said about, you know, family earlier, building you up, not holding you back. And everything that we're saying right now is, it's literally that. It's all the ways that we build each other up and we don't hold each other back, you know, because of the...
I said holding you, I'm not holding you back. Might have more alliteration to it. I just wanted to say that.
I'm sorry. But same neighborhood. Wrong house. Excuse me. Sharing the information, you know, sharing platforms, all that is just ways that we build each other up, so...
But to that point, like, when you told me that, Shan, when you were going to come on as EP, I was like, oh, she must be doing something right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're one of the busiest people I know, and for you to, like, take the time to put effort into our show, I was like, oh, we got something.
We got something.
You know what
I
mean?
I was just more like, it's about time.
Well,
took her long enough.
What was you doing before?
Took her long enough to get on board.
I think this is something really, really special and cool. Adam sees that, like my manager sees that. And so I would be stupid in many ways not to try to have some type of relationship in this. And, you know what I mean? Like, even that comment about dysfunction, you know, it speaks to me too. Like, how do I continue to bring value? Because what you guys are bringing is so unique and cool. And I've gotten a couple DMs because I put you guys on my Instagram a couple times. People are like, how do you endorse this? There's a bunch of ignorant men saying ignorant things. But I think that that's sort of the charm of it all as well too. It's the imperfection of it all. So what I love about it, I love the episodes where you say the dumbest shit. I love the episodes where you say the realest shit. I love the episodes where you say the most problematic shit.
Provocative.
But because it starts that conversation, lets people know what people are thinking, and it gives an opportunity because you guys are all so different, because you always correct each other. So I think that, like, this is a part of the podcast market that's missing, and it's a really cool thing that you guys actually enjoy each other's company genuinely. I was saying to Jay that I'm like, yo, you guys film for way too long.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? I come from the world of like.
Get in, get
quick
out.
Get in, get yeah, out. Get quick, quick bite. Yeah. Move on. YouTube.
In, yeah,
15 even.
Episodes in
yeah.
a day.
Or even if you're doing production, nobody ever wants to do more work than they have to. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, Jerry, you're doing too much work in editing.
Especially editing, yeah.
But then I started to like listen to you guys or, you know, over here on the other side of the doors, I eavesdrop on every episode. But I started to overhear how much fun you had together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not a matter of, oh, we're doing this because we need this much content. Yeah. You guys don't want the episodes to stop.
Right. Yeah, we just lose track of time. And
we can keep going and going and going and going and going.
And we say really interesting things. Haven't you heard us?
Like, yeah.
It's really hard to stop talking when you
just
say
saying, like,
such
I'm like,
great
45
stuff.
45 minutes is like the sweet spot. Because, you know, if you ask somebody, like, how long is it to the beach?
Right.
You're like, 45 minutes.
Like, okay, cool. I'll go.
Yeah, how long is it to this? Oh, it takes 45 minutes. Yeah. If someone says it's an hour and a half, I'm like, my day.
Yeah.
So if I open a podcast that's like 1 hour and like 17 minutes, I'm like, I don't have the time for this. But
well, listen,
but
you do. The goal.
I do.
But you do.
The
goal
every
episode.
It does take an hour to get to the beach. It's not 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's true. Well, from here it does.
Yeah.
The goal every episode is not an hour and 17 minutes.
Yeah.
It's always 45. It just happens.
Yeah.
But I think so that you're on right now, EP, what are some of your critiques that you can give us as to where we shined, where we failed, where we could get better, what we need more of, less
you know what's
of.
Fascinating though, I'm listening to you guys do that for yourselves each week.
Mm.
So I might notice like in JD, like, oh, there's episodes where you don't have your footing. I can tell you don't have your footing in the episode. Mm. But the next week you come back and you're asking questions. Mm. So like, even if I don't have my footing in this, I'm still going to put my foot on this episode by driving it the way that I know how to.
Yeah.
And so I hear each of you correct yourself. And that's why I would suggest to Jay, I'm like, you guys need to start suggesting topics because I love when Lo speaks. Like, I love to hear you talk that shit. Thanks. But sometimes you're just doing this.
Doing this.
Yeah. Which people love though, so I can't talk shit on it, but people love it. But I'm like, he needs a topic that makes him sit forward and be
take control of that conversation. Take control, bro.
Take control.
But I've seen you do that as well too, like in other episodes. Like, I thought you really shined in the man episode.
Yeah you did great on that, and it sucks because that didn't do well. These people
it
suck.
Did well.
You didn't
camera.
Title it good though.
No, it was the camera.
Oh, it was the camera.
We lost
it's
the camera,
but it's the title too.
No, it was the camera.
Thumbnail and title. I mean, on YouTube, it's something different.
Yeah.
But thumbnail and title on YouTube is 90% of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like I wouldn't click on a how I became a man episode.
Yeah.
But I got so much out of listening to you guys talk about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's got to call it pegging.
Okay.
We got to call
what we're
it
calling
pegging.
This episode. Shan pegs us. Shan pegs the boys.
Yes.
Well, on that note, I just want to say it was a pleasure having everyone here. This was like kind of a wide range of topics. We started out talking about family and kind
of
went into
Shan pegs the boys.
It went a little while. But what I do want to do is every month I want to have Shan on and her to critique.
Yeah.
The last four episodes that we put out.
Tell us where we've been ignoramuses.
Well, you know what? I get to be that person because when me and Jay have gotten into arguments because I listen to the podcast and come home and I'm like, opinion. He was like, you're so critical. I'm like, no, this is just me being part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, because everybody listening is envisioning what they would bring to it to say something different. Sure. So
the difference is Shan can actually reach us and do it, whereas everybody else just.
Comments.
Yeah, just DMs and comments us, and we, you know, we can choose to address that or not. With Shan, you know, you can't be like, I'm gonna ignore that comment.
But it's a compliment to you guys. You're creating a conversation that people wish they were a part of,
and
that they want. It just so happens the person that I have that conversation with is also on the podcast.
Yeah. Yes,
and we like all the feedback and stuff.
Oh,
it's great.
Sure.
Yeah, we enjoy it.
And that's why I want to turn this into a monthly thing. Yeah. I want Shan to come on the episode, tell us where we did.
Give us expert feedback.
Yeah, tell us where we fucked up.
Yeah,
tell us where we did great, and just critique us and to continue to EP the show to its greatness.
Not because you're on the show, but because you gave birth.
Yes,
your push gift.
Yeah,
from your boy.
Oh yeah, bring it out.
Bring it out.
It's hard to get with the barrow in the mouth.
Probably very easy to guess, but some flowers.
Big time gifts. Big time gifts.
That's beautiful.
Oh wow.
That's gorgeous.
Lovely.
All right, and so you know what? Rightfully so. First and foremost, thank you so much.
You're
this is very loving.
You're very welcome.
And I'm going to assume Shay's a part of this too. So shout out to you, Shay.
She is.
Thank you very much for being so thoughtful always. this is why you guys are not cut from the family yet.
Oh, yes.
It's a constant auditioning process, like I said.
Side note, yeah. Just because I just want to ask this, because we talked about family.
What you got?
Do you and Shay plan on making a family?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you and Shay plan on making
a family? Right, I know. It was very...
I'm out, so...
Yeah. No, we are... First of all, we're not trying.
You're trying.
We're not trying. Yeah.
You're just going with it.
I'm just
practice
going with
makes
it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever happens, happens.
Shooting up the club.
That's right. Shooting up the
that's
club.
That's a phrase I got from
hey,
you.
Hey, does that cause any... this is a side note, because I know with Shannon...
Along with some other phrases, might I add.
That's the truth. But I don't credit you for those ones. I credit you right now.
I know with Shannon and I, like... So, when we first were trying, like, yeah. In the very beginning, if I didn't shoot up the club... It felt like a failure.
Yeah.
Because I didn't all the way, you know, shoot up the club every time. Like,
wait a second. Isn't that half the purpose of being married? Is that you always get
sometimes
to shoot
it goes
up
in
club?
Your mouth,
but
prude.
When we were trying, oh, when okay, we were trying, when we were
sometimes
trying
it goes
to have
the booty.
A kid, when we're trying, when we were
I
trying,
mean, but you're still shooting up parts of the club. You're just not shooting up the
dance
floor.
But we were trying to
now
have
we
a
know
kid.
How babies are made.
We were
wait. That doesn't. Oh shit! They didn't cover that part in health.
When we were trying to have a kid, if I did like pull out or do some just out of like reaction or like you know routine, it was like I felt like a little bit of Shan died inside. Like, does that cause any problems?
A little bit of you definitely died when it did. So.
Does that cause any problems in your relationship? Like,
no.
do you shoot up the club every time?
I shoot up the club every time. Now,
talking about.
Oh.
Now
shoot
I do
the club up
because again shoot we're not trying, but we want to have at least two. Shay thinks she wants three.
Oh. Oof.
There's no way in hell. I mean, like three? Could you guys imagine two more?
No.
No. Not, I would do two more if they just came like storks. If they arrived like these flowers.
Right, right.
Amazing.
No problem. Yeah.
Yeah, but not a years of investment.
Yeah, no, hell no.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's
so,
tough.
So two, I told I only got two left in me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give my
you guys
my
make
boy,
some beautiful children.
Get my girl. Thank you. Yeah. Born a girl, which I think if we had that should be. I will say this. The only way I'd have three be open to three is if one of them were twins, like one set was twins.
Oh, so
like a one pregnancy.
Oh,
was twins.
I would. We would have loved that
done.
Shit.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
problem.
Hit the Beyonce.
No problem. Yeah.
And Los, you could do kids.
Yeah, I can do kids. Yeah.
Does
yeah.
that mean that if it happens, it happens? But there's no like, you know, I was saying to JD, I'm like, I hate to be that person because when I was. I didn't want kids either when we first got together, which is why we worked so beautifully. We've always wanted the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of friends who had kids and were like, so when are you going to have a baby? And it's like, bitch, like you just had yours. I get it. You're proud of yourself and your uterus, but like, don't put that onto me. It's not my goal to have that.
Right.
But now that we've had a kid, it's natural to be like, So when are you going to have a baby?
Pop one out.
Because we, again, that's kind of the whole thing with family. Yeah. You want to do it in a tribe together.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know when. I'm not shooting up. I'm presently not shooting up any clubs. So,
are you even going to the club?
Brother.
Hey.
Everybody goes to the club. Come on now. Come on.
You're insulting.
I'm not going to the
lovely
club.
Lovely Los's ability.
That's true. That's true.
Think I'm not going to the club.
That's true.
No, of all course. Right. But yeah, I just don't shoot up the club. Shoot up the parking lot.
Do you think you're more likely to get married first or to have a kid first?
Oh, man. I would say kid first.
Damn.
No offense.
You're supposed to say no offense first.
Am I?
You might be right. I don't know. That's. I have no idea. That's a tough question. Probably. Well, I think maybe the kid is more likely than that.
Like, and the reason why I say that is because
might be.
I feel disgusting.
I'm kind of embarrassed to say I might be more like baby daddy material than husband material. But
it's the case. It's not even
know.
That. I you want kids though. I can see and feel and sense that you
and
want
I love
to have
kids.
I was gonna say that. So, but the thing is like, I think the idea of, okay.
I like kids.
Do
I
it.
Like, I
you
think,
can't
no, no,
hold
no.
back.
No, no, no,
that's
no.
what the Joy of the
if,
Podcast
let me
about.
See, let me see if we're on the same page. I feel like the idea to me, the idea of children is more appealing than the idea of marriage.
That's I was just going to say, the idea of being
but
a husband.
But what's the non-polite way you were going
to
say
I was going to say, I think the idea of being a husband is like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm down to have a kid with you, but the whole like,
I'll love that
rest,
kid.
Like the rest of
I
my life,
I ain't gonna love you.
Like the rest of my life,
yo,
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like I just
yeah. And I, you know, it's funny. I've been offered like to have a kid with somebody and not have to, like somebody offered like Yeah, they offered to have my child.
Yeah.
But they're like, you don't have to be really responsible.
Yeah.
Like, we just want the sperm. I was.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I thought about it.
It's the hair.
That's quite the deal.
I thought about it, but the thing was, it was like they.
That's very flattering, too.
It is.
There's a lot of sperm out there.
Yeah.
There is. But to me, it was the thing that bothered me was that they were basically saying, like, I wouldn't have any input. Like, I just had to kind of sideline, like, hey, you know, I could hang out with the kid every now and then, and the kid could know about me. But as far as, like, if she decided, hey, I want to put this kid in this school, or I want to teach the kid this thing or this, like, I have no control and no say over that.
You got to sign the waiver.
And basically, yeah, like, and I was like, yeah, nah, like, I can't have, like, Lil Los out here being taught that the earth is flat, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Lil Los.
The science, man.
So, wait, so you guys are done.
I want to be
done. They got one more in them.
I want to be done.
Jared has said he wants to be done so many times.
That's so boring. Poor Ryan. Are you an only child, man? That's
I know, but you know what it is, though, too? Actually, when we first got together, Jared constantly reminded me, and I mean constantly, that he didn't want to be in a relationship, like to the point that it was a little annoying. But, and look, here we are, married with a kid.
A
so,
yeah.
I don't know sometimes, like, so, but I never want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, here's the thing. I will have a second kid if Shan wants that second kid.
Right.
But who wants that energy? You know what I mean? Who wants the kid's gonna watch back this podcast and be like,
that's fine. That's fine.
But look,
that's
honestly,
fine.
I think we all know that there's kids in each family. Like there's one kid that's on purpose
and then
the other kids are just like, oh, you just kinda happened.
For sure. 100%.
Yeah. No, I would still love the kid. It wouldn't change anything for me. Once you got pregnant.
You guys are all just kinda happened kids, right?
No,
I was a huge
sure a mistake.
I was an olive branch.
Yeah.
I was the olive branch of like, we know you don't really like the black guy I married, but look, we got a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And, so you were planned.
From my mother's side, from what I understand, it was more like a, you know, we're going to have this baby.
You're going to have another kid.
Yeah. And you're going to have out there's not a cap.
I'm not against it. Yeah. I'm just saying for me, if I had a choice,
right.
I'm not going to be like.
I'm surprised at that.
Why?
I just see you as the guy who wants a big family.
No.
He didn't want any kids at all.
I know, but now it's a different light, man.
No.
You're Joy.
No.
How are you going to be Mr. Enjoy with one kid?
No, one kid. One kid, and I'm going to put my foot in that one kid.
I'm willing to bet that you have one more.
Yeah, at least
not,
one more.
I'm not saying that it can't happen.
No, we get that.
I would
no,
understand. I would, yeah, if it happened, if you wanted it and it happened, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm down.
My money's on one
more. My money's on one more. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
like the fact that your team know, though. Because I feel like it takes the pressure off of me because if I was you with the penis, I'd be like, fucking 12 more. I don't have to do nothing other than shoot up the club. So it's me who has to sacrifice for an entire year and sacrifice my body and my health and everything else. And so I like the fact that there's no pressure for a second. If we want to, we'll have that conversation.
Yeah.
But
if it was me, I'll go back now. I'll go get vasectomy.
What?
It's chopped up, man.
Word?
Yes, 1,000%. That's
unnecessary. That's
why is that unnecessary?
See, that's another I can't go for.
Why?
That.
He's again.
You wouldn't get a vasectomy.
No.
No.
Why
that.
Not, bro?
No, can do.
Why not?
No, can do.
So she gotta have the baby.
No. But I mean,
and
I
have
I would
to be
take,
on birth control for the rest of my life.
I would take other measures.
You would just
what
do condoms.
I'll strap up, or something.
That's
But I can't go for that.
It's
no
not very
do.
Environmentally friendly either.
No can do.
Why?
That's
it's
just,
one snip, bro.
I mean, I was.
And
I
you
mean,
can it, actually put it back together.
Yeah, you can redo it.
That's way too much work. What the? No.
There's actually non-surgical ways now of getting vasectomies.
They just go in there.
I'm just letting you know. Yeah, no can do.
Here's the thing. The reason why I would do it is because.
You still get to ejaculate. You know that.
No, I know.
You're not going to shoot blanks.
Yeah, you're not going to have no balls.
I know that. I know how it works.
You're not going to be a eunuch at the end of the procedure.
I know how it works.
So I feel like, you know, you have to bear the child. You have to give birth. I was there in that room. That shit sucks.
Well, that's the thing, too. Yeah. Like
I mean,
even
if
now,
Shand said that she didn't want more kids,
right.
then
that's,
be
a
like,
different story.
That's a different story. Because, like, you do all. You do 99.99% of the work.
But I'm not going to volunteer getting snipped.
Yeah.
I'm never going to.
But if I don't want any more kids, I'll snip it.
Anyway,
it's dark. We probably lost all the light, but enjoy the podcast.